Moving to a new country is never easy. For many immigrants in Squamish, the excitement of starting fresh is quickly met with the harsh realities of high rent, job restrictions, and the challenge of feeling at home in an unfamiliar place. The Squamish Welcome Center is one of the places that aims to make that transition a little easier. Run by the Squamish Volunteer Center Society, it's a space where newcomers can find support, whether that means borrowing a laptop for a job application, getting help with paperwork, or simply having a place to sit with a cup of tea. One of the center's most sought-after programs is the Migrant Worker Support Program, aimed at helping temporary foreign workers navigate life in Canada. Addressing the needs of migrant workers, funded by Employment and Social Development Canada, ESDC, through Mosaic, the program supports individuals working under closed work permits, an arrangement that severely limits their employment mobility. Life with a closed work permit can be more challenging, says Tanager. We've seen a decrease in funding for the program, as well as a shrinking of eligibility for emergency support. According to Tanager, 35% of program participants report experiencing physical, financial, or psychological abuse in their workplaces in Squamish. We provide one-on-one support, helping individuals not only understand their rights but also take action when those rights are violated, she said. Our program participants come from all over the world, nations in the South Pacific, Russia, the US, the UK, and Chile, says Tanager. It's incredible to see so many people from different backgrounds coming together in this community. With over 100 participants, about 60% of participants work in the service industry, with fast food being one of the most common sectors. Others are employed in construction and industrial design. The Urgent Needs Fund, recognizing the growing gap in emergency support for migrant workers, the Squamish Welcome Center recently launched the Urgent Needs Fund this January. Unlike federally funded initiatives, this program is entirely supported by community donations. The federal government has shifted towards providing less support to immigrants in Canada, so we decided that it was necessary for the Squamish community to step up, says Tanager. The fund provides one-time emergency assistance of $200 within a six-month period to temporary foreign workers, open work permit holders, and other vulnerable immigrants who have no other options. If the community shows their compassion and donates more, we hope to expand the fund, Tanager adds. Fundraising efforts are already underway, including a special selection of books in the bookstore where donations of $10 or more grant access to exclusive titles. Additionally, the Canada Revenue Agency has extended the deadline for charitable donations, allowing contributions to be tax-deductible for the 2024 tax year until February 28. The reality of temporary foreign workers in Canada. Canada's Temporary Foreign Worker Program, TFWP, has been criticized for systemic issues leading to the exploitation and abuse of migrant workers. According to a 2025 report by Amnesty International titled, Canada Has Destroyed Me, Labor Exploitation of Migrant Workers in Canada, 183,000 plus workers in the Canadian agricultural sector were migrants in 2022. 23% of migrants came from Mexico, India, the Philippines, Guatemala, and Jamaica in 2023. Over the past 15 years, Canada has collected nearly $500 million in employment insurance, A, deductions from workers in the Seasonal Agricultural Workers Program, yet these workers have been denied access to corresponding benefits. According to data collected by the Squamish Welcome Center, 35% of temporary foreign workers reported experiencing physical, financial, or psychological abuse in their workplaces. 4% of surveyed migrant workers had affordable housing costs, defined as spending 30% or less of their monthly income on rent. One-third of respondents were allocating 70% or more of their income to housing, with 12.5% spending 90% or more. Many temporary foreign workers earn significantly less than the local living wage. For example, in Squamish, British Columbia, The living wage is $26.76 per hour, yet many earn substantially less. The structure of the TFWP often ties workers to a single employer through closed work permits, limiting their ability to change jobs and increasing their vulnerability to exploitation. What do you do in that situation? Tanager said, for many, there are no options. We're here to make sure there's at least one open door when people need it most, says Tanager. Whether through volunteering, donating, or simply learning more, Squamish residents have an opportunity to support those who contribute so much to the town's economy and daily life. For those interested in contributing to the Urgent Needs Fund, donations can be made through Canada Helps, with tax receipts automatically generated upon donation. Bhagyashree Chatterjee is the Squamish Chief's Indigenous and Civic Affairs reporter. This reporting beat is made possible by the Local Journalism Initiative.